रेडी?
कैसे हो?
Gentlemen, please settle down quickly. Gentlemen, we have Team India captain, Mr. Virat Kohli. Request you all to kindly. Request you all to kindly raise your hand, and upon my cue, you can go ahead with your question, please.
See, a lot has been given into the incident, I feel, and it's time we focus on the remainder of the series, is honestly what I feel, because there's a lot of cricket to be played, and it shouldn't happen in bad taste. What's happened in Bangalore has happened in Bangalore. We are in Ranchi, and we should look forward to tomorrow. Both teams have moved ahead from Bangalore, and I think the focus should get back onto the series, because the priority here is cricket, and you know, all the other things happen in the background. So we understand that as cricketers, and as I said, what's happened has happened in the past, and we need to look forward.
Thank you, sir.
See, again, I mentioned this before, we don't focus too much on the opposition. So, honestly, Ash didn't look at it as a reply to Nathan's 8-wicket haul. He bowled well for Australia. He got 8 wickets. He deserved to get them. And Ashwin bowled well in the second innings, and he deserved to get 6 wickets. So, it's as plain and simple for us as that. And honestly, we don't look at any of these competitions as such before the series, who versus who. I think these are contests that are created to get more excitement around the series, which is fair. But us as individuals, we just focus on what we need to do in certain sessions to win games for Team India, and that remains our priority. We don't get too much into, you know, looking at the other guy, how many runs or how many wickets they've got so far. Just takes the focus away from what you need to do. I think that's not a good mindset to be in, and we certainly don't think like that. I wouldn't say so much on the pitches. I mean, Australia batted really well in Pune. We didn't bat so well. Again, in Bangalore, I think second innings, we batted better than them. I think it's, honestly, even on a flat wicket, if you're under pressure, then you tend to have collapses. And we've seen it so many times in the past, you know, on perfectly normal wickets. Sides have been bundled out for 60, 70 with, you know, pressure from the opposition. So I think Test cricket is more mental than looking at all the external factors. And teams who are mentally strong, I mean, on that sort of wicket, as I mentioned last time, Pujara and Jinkya's partnership was outstanding, because it wasn't easy to bat. But at the same time, they showed their mental strength and what they can do as individuals. So I think it takes a special effort like that, you know, to sort of provide the difference in the game. But I think most of the batting collapses are more mental than you know, skill coming into fault. So that's what I make of it. It wasn't much to do with pitches, because the other team obviously batted better on both those occasions. So it's more a mental setup, I think.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me, honestly, because see, I don't start a series saying focus on me, speak about me, or write about me. It's not in my control, as I said. What's in my control is what happens on the field, and if people choose to write about me or speak about me, that's their choice. I mean, I won't sit here telling someone to speak or write about me unless they want to or it interests them. So whether it is criticism or praise, it's all happened in the past as well. So honestly, these things are totally, you know, detached from me. It doesn't matter who writes what about me or if they praise me or they criticize me. It's fine for me. It's their job. They're doing their job. I'm doing mine. So it's as simple as that. See, I don't, I think about what I say. I don't regret anything that I've said, but at the same time, it's very important not to be stupid and go on with the same thing, you know, on a daily basis, because there's cricket to be played. There was a decent break in between, and we certainly don't want to sit and think about one issue all the time. We have cricket to play, and we have, you know, two test matches to play, and that's what we need to focus on. And I think it was a mature decision on everyone's part to move on from that. We've seen instances in the past stretch too long, and it just causes disharmony and there's no outcome of it, honestly. I won't say that, you know, we are trying to push anything any further, but, you know, we just need to focus on the two games that are left. And I think it's good for everybody that everyone moves on, because you'll always have two sides of the coin. One side will say one thing, the other side will say another, and that just takes the focus away from this game that we all are sitting here because of. So I think it's the best interest of everyone that we move on and focus on the game.
Last 5 minutes, sir.
You spoke briefly about the break. Just in terms of what happened in Bangalore and the fact that you're coming towards the end of a long home season, how often was that break and how crucial was it?
See, obviously, when you win, you enjoy the break. When the result doesn't go your way, you think about, oh, it could have been shorter, you know, all those sort of things. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's very important to take all off days, just normally, as, you know, if you're part of the series or you're not, it's important to treat every day as a normal day. And coming towards the end of the season, obviously a couple of more days off in between, as I said, after a good result, obviously feel nice for the guys to recover and recoup. And it's been a very long season for us, and last two games to go, which we want to finish on a positive note. And the break, I think, was timely for us as a side, because we played for so long and we played non-stop. So, yeah, I'm sure everyone enjoyed the break. And as I said, the focus is back onto this test match in the next week.
Thank you. Last four, bro.
How does it, as a cricketer, you actually move on from that? Those kinds of,
you move on when you get attached to it. So it's as simple as that. I mean, if you don't get attached to it, there's nothing to move on from. It's not the first time in my life that, you know, people have spoken about me. Certainly not the last time. So, I would have done a few things right in my career to be, given the opportunity to captain the side. So I'm, as I said last time as well, as long as, you know, you're honest to yourself, you work hard on a daily basis, you're answerable to no one, and everyone has their own opinions, and I'm not challenging anyone's opinions. At the same time, if someone chooses to challenge mine or not, it's totally up to them. I'm not going to hold a banner saying don't speak ill about me. It's fine. It's all a part of the whole journey. No one plays 15, 16 years of international cricket without being criticized. So it's fine. I mean, it's everyone's job, as I said. Everyone's making, you know, the most of their job, and my job is to play on the field.
Thank you, sir. Last 300.
What were the allegations?
Well, the allegations that Australia wasn't using DRS in the right way, and on more than one occasion. So there were two occasions when you were at the crease.
But what is the allegation called?
It doesn't matter what the allegation is.
No, it does, because it has to be called something for me to be questioning something about someone to call it an allegation. if no charges were pressed against me, how are those allegations? As I said, we need to move on and focus on the game tomorrow. And we've got two more test matches to go. As I said, there are two sides of the coin. I could be speaking about another again, and things are just not going to move forward. So everyone sitting here has their own interests, and you know, they choose to ask what they want to. But our focus remains on the game, and we need to look forward.
Thank you, sir. Last question.
In Bangalore? I think individually, thank you for asking about cricket, finally. Individually, I think, you know, it's adjustments that guys make in their, you know, techniques. I saw Pujara opening up his stance, which was, I think, an apt adjustment for him to give himself more space to play the ball. Ajinkya again getting in inside the line of the ball, not trying to play through covers. I think those are small. KL has been batting really well anyway, but I think those two guys really you know, stepped up their game and found a way to score runs on a difficult wicket. And as I mentioned, that was the difference between you know, winning the game and probably not winning it, because there could have been only two results. The draw was not on the cards anyway. So yeah, I mean, those such minor things can make massive differences in the game, and we certainly saw that, and credit to those two guys for finding ways to get runs on that sort of wicket.
Last one.
ऐसा मैंने कोई ऐसा मतलब क्रिकेटर नहीं देखा है जो बिल्कुल पिच देख के बता दे कि इस विकेट पे ये होगा या इतना बॉल घूमेगा या इतना बॉल सीम होगा. आई डोंट थिंक वो कोई बता सकता है. बहुत चीज़ें मैटर करती हैं. आपका कंडीशंस मैटर करते हैं. सरफेस कैसे रिएक्ट कर रहा है रोज़ वो मैटर करता है. वेदर मैटर करता है. जब ज़्यादा गर्मी होती है ह्यूमिड होता है तब रिवर्स स्विंग प्ले में आता है. जब मौसम थोड़ा ठीक होता है रिवर्स स्विंग इतना नहीं होता है. तो बहुत सारी चीज़ें हैं जो जस्ट विकेट पे डिपेंड नहीं करती हैं. आई थिंक एक्सटर्नल कंडीशंस वेदर के हिसाब से जैसे मैंने बोला कितनी हीट है कितनी नहीं है उसके हिसाब से बॉल अलग तरीके से बिहेव करता है. तो दैट्स व्हाई क्रिकेट को इतना कॉम्प्लिकेटेड स्पोर्ट बोलते हैं समझने के लिए, क्योंकि हमें समझ नहीं आता कि कब क्या हो जाए. तो आपको हमेशा अवेयर रहना पड़ता है कि आप रिएक्ट कैसे करें. तो हम एज अ टीम वही प्रिपेयर करते हैं कि जो भी सिचुएशन आए उसके हिसाब से हम अपनी गेम को मोल्ड करें और उसको कैपिटलाइज करने की कोशिश करें. बट कोई ऐसे पिन पॉइंट नहीं कर सकता. आई डोंट थिंक कि विकेट ऐसा बिहेव करेगा ऐसा खेलेगा.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
हाँ कौन मामा इसको बोल रहा है पहले सर.